Good morning. What a blessing to be here. Thank you for that prayer and those words, Brother Chris. Faith is for us now, right? For those visiting, we've been going through the book of Proverbs, and I've been assigned to chapter 28, verses 1 to 5. Brother Chris opened with a prayer, so I think we'll start in here. Let's read Proverbs 28, verses 1 to 5. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understandeth all things. I'm going to look at the first three kind of separately, and then I think four and five kind of go together. We'll look at them together. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous... Let's stop there. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. How true is that? It comes from sin in people's lives. Makes them afraid because of their own conscience accuses them. A bad conscience makes men timid. Guilty in the conscience makes men a terror to themselves so that they are ready to flee when none pursueth, like one that hides from a debtor or from debt, who thinketh everyone he meets is a bailiff. Though they pretend to be easy, there are secret fears which haunt them wherever they go, so that they fear when no present or imminent danger is. I had to think of what is the opposite of that? I had to think of what Brother Dale Heide said. When your heart is as quiet, you can, like a pool of water that you can see a reflection in and comb your hair, when your heart is like that, when there's peace there, then the righteous are bold as a lion. Whatever difficulties the righteous meet in the way of duty, they are not daunted. The righteous alone are truly bold. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. If we live our lives that are truly open before God and the brothers, we can say with David, "The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" Proverbs, let's go on to chapter 2. For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A wise and righteous prince, by the good of the government himself, his family, and his kingdom, and by punishing and preventing the transgression of the people, turns away God's wrath and saves himself and his people, or by his intercession to God. For God has sometimes spared a people for the sake of one man. And there I have a couple references as he did, he spared Zora when Lot wanted to go there. I have that a few verses out of there that we'll read in Genesis 19:17-22. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, and he said, escape for thy life, and look not behind thee, neither stay thou in the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, oh, not so, my Lord. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold now, this city is near to me, and it is a little one. But let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, see, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city, the which thou hast spoken. Hasten thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. Also Moses, he interceded for the children of Israel several times. I have the short verse in Psalms 106:23 that says, therefore he said he would destroy them had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Proverbs 28:3, a poor man that oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. When a poor man is put in place of authority, he abuses it to press those that are poor unable to resist him. He is like a violent rain or flood which washes away the very needs which are in the earth. He is the worst of all oppressors, because he is of a base mind, which also is made much worse by a sudden change and elevation into a high condition. So his own necessities inflame his desires and make him greedy to take all, yea, even small advantages of enriching himself, which the ancient expressed by the similitude of an empty horse leech, which sucketh much more strongly than which is already filled, and of a dry sponge which licketh up far more water than that which was wet before. The parable that Jesus gave in Matthew 18:23-30 went well with that verse. The parable of the king that forgave the debtor, and the debtor in turn didn't forgive his fellow servant. We'll read that here. Matthew 18:23-30. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and the payment be made. The servant fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, and he went and cast him in prison till he should pay the debt. Copying the rest of that. I'm sorry here. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. I thought that went with that as a good reminder. We have all been forgiven a lot. Let us do likewise to our fellow brothers and sisters. Proverbs 28:4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Those that praise the wicked make it appear that they do themselves forsake the law and go contrary to it. Wicked people will speak well of one another, and so strengthen one another's hands in their wicked ways, hoping thereby to silence the clamors of their own conscience and to serve the interests of the wicked one. Evil men understand not judgment, discern not between true and falsehood, right and wrong. They understand not the law of God as the rule, either of their duty or their doom. Their wickedness is the effect of their ignorance and error. Therefore, they understand not judgment because they are evil men. Their corruption blinds their eyes and fills them with prejudices. And because they do evil, they hate the light. It is just with God also to give them up to strong delusion, because their minds are naturally blinded and are further blinded by their own prejudices and passions, and by the God of this world who rules in and over them. Those that do indeed make conscious of the law of God themselves will in their place vigorously oppose sin and bear their testimony against it and do what they can to shame and suppress it. They will reprove the works of darkness and silence the excuses which are made for those works and do what they can to bring gross offenders to punishment that others may hear and fear. Ephesians 4:18 says, Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their own hearts. First Corinthians, in reflection to they that seek the Lord understand all things. I have 1 Corinthians 2:11-16. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In closing, I have Psalms 15, 1 to 5, Psalm of David. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is condemned, but he honoreth them that fear the Lord. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changeth not, he that putteth not out his money to usury, nor taketh reward against the innocent, he that doth these things shall never be moved. Amen. Thank you for listening. That's all I have this morning. Would like to close with a word of prayer here yet. Let's pray. Yes, Father. Lord God, we love you this morning. Just bow before you, the Almighty God of heaven, Lord. And we love your law, Lord. We pray that you would continue to work in us, Father, and give us peace, Lord, like we talked about, Father. If we don't have that peace, Lord, help us not leave here without it, Father. Lord, we love your law. We pray that you would teach us, Lord. Pray you would bless the remainder of the service. Be with the brothers as they come forth and bring forth your word. Just pray these things in your name, O God. Amen.